Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of our parashas, and we'd like to talk about a few points about parashas Zohar. So we mentioned that the chiyuv is the Shabbos before Purim. Why that point in time? Because it's close to the time of we actually eradicated Amalek to some extent. So the schira should be next to the asiyah. It should be b'toich ha-sefer Torah. That's in the Mashmos of the Gemara Megillah. That's a din. That's part of the Ikur Chiyuv. The Arbi Shanim which has agreed, but that's l'chatchila for sure. How we paskin. What about a situation where a person cannot make it to shul in that situation? What should one do? So it's important to point out that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Resh Pei Hei says that people who live in the outlying villages where there's not a minyan, and therefore they don't have Kriyas HaTorah, have a chiyuv to come into the city, to larger towns, in order to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah for Parsha Zohar. So if that's possible, the person has a chiyuv to do that. So a person has a chiyuv to travel in order to be able to get to hear the chiyuv of Parsha Zohar. But sometimes it's not possible. So in that situation, a person should read it at least from a chumash, relying on the opinions which say that the din of Sefer Torah is not ma'akev. So at least according to those opinions, you're going to be mekayim it from reading from the Chumash. Alternatively, the person would have in mind when Parshas Ki Tsetse is read, a few months later, Ki Tsetse is read during Elul. So when Ki Tsetse is read, the person would have in mind Tvi Yodse, the Mitzvah of Parshas Zohar. How can you wait to that point? So he said it should be once a year. The Sefer HaChinuch does not require that it's once a year, midi midaraisa. That's the Takanah de Rabbanon. Then the Chiyuv midaraisa is occasionally. However, the Meir HaMshik quotes from the Chasam Sofer that it should be once a year based on a Gemara in Brachos, that people tend to forget things after a year. The Meir HaMshik says that there's a gzera that amazes mishtachach min alev after 1 year. So that's the remnant of this concept of once a year. But since it's not clear that that is really this year, so a person, even though they have not read it for quite some time, the last year Purim until Kisetze is close to a year and a half, a person should have in mind in Kisetze. In order to have in mind in Kisetze, we have to have both the Kure of the Sefer Torah and the one who's listening should have in mind to be Yetzi the Mitzvah of Sekiris Mechias Amolek. Women, it's not clear whether women have a chiyuv mikra din. Most poskim hold that women do have a chiyuv to hear Parsha Zohar. The Sefer Chinuch says that women do not have a chiyuv to hear Parsha Zohar. And one explanation is, even though it's not a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma, the purpose of the skira is to bring to Mechia, to bring to actually go and eradicate Amalek, which is part of going out to Mechama, which is not incumbent upon women. That itself is debatable. By Mechama's mitzvah, women seem to have some level of chiyuv. But assuming that that's correct, the Sefer HaChinuch says, women do not have a chiyuv. Therefore, women in general should try and hear Parsha Zohar, because many Rishonim hold women are chayiv in Parsha Zohar. If they cannot, they would read from a chumash and follow according to that opinion. If they could end up in the shul for Parsha Kisetz, they would have in mind as well. The Demogan of Rum suggests a different possibility is when a person goes to shul on Purim, per morning they read the story of Amalek, which is found in Parshas B'Shalach, and one would fulfill their obligation by reading that. Many poskim disagree with the Magen Avraham. The purpose of reading Zohar is that the Torah commands us to remember, and the Parshas B'Shalach does not mention anything about the command to remember. Therefore, there would not be a valid way. There, the Torah says, Parshas Zohar, the Torah says, you should remember and you should destroy Amalek. In Parshas B'Shalach, it says the story what happened, and the Rishon says, I will eradicate and destroy Amalek. The Rishon is talking, he's saying he will do so. That's not the command to Klal Yisrael. The command to Klal Yisrael is in Kisetze, and that's what we're supposed to read. Can we take out a Sefer Torah for women to read Parsha Zohar? So if they come for the davening in the morning, so they will hear it with everybody else. They could make it, so we're going to take a Sefer Torah out later in the day, just to read Parsha Zohar for the women. So if you hold the chiyuv, the women are chayiv in Parsha Zohar. And if you hold that the requirement of Sefer Torah is midaraisa, we would do so. That's a valid, this is a chiyuv that they have to do. They have to read Mitzvah Sefer, and we have to do that. But since these points are debatable, and we do not like to be Metal to Sefer Torah, Shlod Tzorech, Sir Moshe suggests that the appropriate time to do is by Mincha. When the Sefer Torah is being taken out, Shabbos Mincha, when the Sefer Torah has been taken out to Lane anyway, we should read Parsha Zohar, rolled to Parsha Zohar for the women in conjunction with that Kriya. So they would do the Kriya of the week, Parsha Zohar, which is going to be the Parsha Zohar in a non-Ibra year, in a regular year, a 12-month year, falls out of Parsha Tetzava. And so the Kriya by Mincha is Kisisa, which is in Sefer Shmois. They would read the three Aliyahs in Kisisa, and then they would roll the Sefer Torah to Kisetze, which is in Sefer Devarim, and read the Parsha Zohar at that point in time. But he discourages taking it out earlier on. Many Poskim, however, disagree and do allow taking the Sefer Torah out for the Kriya for women earlier in the day. And that seems to become accepted practice by many yeshiva communities that they allow that. I would like to, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year, go through a person as a chiyuv to read Parsha Zohar. He's supposed to remember what he's supposed to explain to us the story and what we have to remember. We should know what the words mean. So Be'ez Hashem, in the next year, we will go through that as well. Meanwhile, have a good day. And again, I'd like to ask all the listeners to please use this opportunity to invite new members to join starting Chush Shabbos this coming Sunday. Call to have a good day.